Petersburg's varsity Vikings emerged from March Madness with a state and regional title. But their head coach, Rick Brock, says they didn't just skate by their opponents. It was a hard-fought month, with more than a few close calls. And he says there was no glamorous recipe for their success.
It's a process. There's no secret sauce. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of time and commitment.
Petersburg's varsity Vikings entered the 2A regional tournament in Sitka in second seed. They won their first game against their rivals, the Wrangell Wolves, 54-43. Then the Vikings took on Metlakatla, defeating the Chiefs 49-42. Brock says his team's balanced scoring put them ahead in the tight regional games.
But what was nice for us is that in both games, we had multiple people scoring and really took that team effort for us to be successful.
Petersburg's boys entered the state tournament in Anchorage in third seed. They were matched up with the Nanilchik Wolverines for their first game, which Brock says had his team feeling a bit nervous. He says the Vikings came to the court with the memory of a few highly competitive games they played against the formidable Wolverines during last year's semifinals.
They were the two-time state champion. I knew that going in. That sometimes you have a team or two that seems to be playing, you know, a level above everybody else. But this year going in, I felt that the team that showed up and played well for three games had a chance to be successful.
Petersburg and Nanilchik were nearly tied by the end of the fourth quarter. Nanilchik took control of the ball after a timeout and tried to pull off a full-court shot, but they didn't quite make it. Then, Petersburg senior Elijah Whitaker broke through and made a basket in the last 12 seconds of the game. The Vikings pulled through by 2 points, winning 44-42. Their next two games were similarly tight. They defeated the Cordova Wolverines 38-34. And then the Hooper Bay Warriors, 41-33. Brock says he's proud of his team for never losing their composure in the face of such tough opponents. He also praised them for the individual awards they collected over the course of the month.
Gave Alex Holmgren and Nathan Kerr the Good Sport Award. Two guys that are always there every day working hard. But when you travel with them, they're the first guys to jump up and help you clean up a classroom or do something that needs to get done. They don't mind pitching in and helping. They have a great attitude about everything they do every day. And then Rick Kumps and Hunter Kahn both got the All-Conference Award. And then three of our seniors, Elijah Whitaker, Rick Kumps, and Kieran Cabral, got the All-Academic Award for their GPA over their high school career.
The team came home to a jubilant community parade, with locals driving cars, buses, and even fire trucks up and down the main drag to celebrate the Vikings' victory. Talk of their success even reached Petersburg's assembly chambers. Mayor Mark Jensen commended the team at the borough's March 18th assembly meeting.
But I would like to give a shout out to our Petersburg Vikings. The boys team took state, Region 2A state champion. So congratulations and thank you for representing your community so well.
Looking ahead, Coach Brock says the Vikings will feel the sting after many of their star players graduate this spring. But he says he expects the seniors will leave behind a blueprint of success for his younger players, and that entails giving their all at practice until their games restart in the fall. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.